This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Lucas E. Wilkinson, Appellant versus Farmers Holding Companies, DBA Capital Sand, Inc. Respondent, decided July 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Southern Division Lucas E. Wilkinson, number ED112865. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County versus 22CCC13100, Farmers Holding Companies DBA, Honorable Benjamin F. Lewis, Capital Sand, in Keys, Respondent, filed July 29, 2025. Lucas Wilkinson, Plaintiff, appeals from the trial court's grant of summary judgment in favor of Farmers Holding Companies DBA Capital Sand, Inc. and defendant on his claim for violation of the service letter statute section 290.140 RSMO 2016. One, we reverse and remand. Background plaintiff worked for defendant's business to mine and crush limestone, then sell sand products generally used by oil companies in the fracking process. Plaintiff began experiencing medical complications in August 2021. After he was formally diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, his employment was terminated in January 2022. Plaintiff sent a certified letter on April 11, 2022 to the business office address of defendant, requesting a service letter pursuant to section 290.140. He did not receive a response and filed a petition against Farmers Holding Companies. 1. All further statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. DBA Capital Sand, Inc. in December 2022, alleging claims for disability discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, Count I, and for violation of the Missouri Service Letter Statute, Section 290.140, Count 2. Defendant did not answer the petition, but removed the case to federal court. After plaintiff's ADA claim, Count I, was dismissed, the cause was remanded back to state court on the sole remaining count regarding the service letter. Upon remand, defendant failed to plead any affirmative defenses or even answer the petition. 2. Instead, defendant filed a motion for summary judgment on count decetum. The motion for summary judgment itself pled that plaintiff's request for a service letter failed to comply with section 290.140 because he did not send a letter to his actual employer. While not pled in the motion for summary judgment, defendant also argued plaintiff did not sign the letter it received in its statement of uncontroverted material facts. The trial court granted summary judgment in favor of defendant. This appeal follows. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, plaintiff argues the trial court erred in granting summary judgment in favor of defendant because there were numerous facts in dispute. 3. His point also asserts that summary judgment is precluded as a matter of law because of defendant's failure to. The state court receives the case in the procedural posture it was in federal court on remand. See Craig v. Moe Depterns of Health, 80 SW 3D 457 460 Moores Bank 2002. Pursuant to Rule 5534B, both parties are required to file a list of documents from the federal court that are to be made part of the state court file and provide copies of those documents to the trial court. Here, neither party complied with this rule, and we do not have any record of the federal proceedings prior to remand to include any answer or affirmative defenses pleaded to Count Desepkin. Setun. The lack of these documents, if they exist in the federal court record, in the state court's record place, defendant in greater legal peril of default under Rule 74.05A for failure to file an answer in compliance with Rule 55.25 than plaintiff faces on Rule 74.04 summary judgment. 3. In response to plaintiff's appeal, defendant filed two motions to dismiss, which were taken with the case. Defendant argues the appeal should be dismissed for lack of a final appealable judgment and for plaintiff's briefing deficiencies. First, as discussed above, the ADA claim was dismissed in federal court, leaving only the service letter claim. It was upon this claim the court granted summary judgment in favor of defendant. Thus, there is a final, appealable judgment. In addition, plaintiff's brief does contain some misplaced references to facts and cases related to his employment discrimination claim, rather than his service letter claim upon which summary judgment was granted. However, to the extent defendant contends the deficiencies in plaintiff's brief preclude review, whereas here the argument is discernible, this court prefers to dispose of the case on the merits. Hink v. Helfrich, 545, SW 3D 335, 338, Mobank 2018, internal citations omitted. All pending motions are denied, 3 to reply to his request for a service letter. However, this court cannot review whether there were controverted material facts because we hold defendant failed to meet the threshold requirement to establish the right to judgment as a matter of law. There is nothing in this sparse summary judgment record to show D.